finally, you've been in Washington testifying all, but you met with President Clinton, and you discussed needs of gay youth, safe schools, civil rights legislation. Were you into one-on-one with him?
There were several occasions. I was fortunate enough to be elected national president of PFLAG. And at that point in time, President Clinton, of course, had a disaster with Don't Ask, Don't Tell. And he really, in my opinion, had sort of reneged on his commitment to the gay community to abandon the armed forces position. And so I think, as I saw it, President Clinton, certainly with some pressure, attempted to respond to the gay community by bringing this task force together to hear about what the needs of the gay and lesbian community were. And I was fortunate enough to be a part of those 11 people that met with him to discuss gay and lesbian issues. My points were safe schools for children. Youth suicide is incredible among our gay youth, 3 times the national rate for other youth. We certainly were interested in the hate crimes, certainly because of Matthew Shepard, and Judy Shepard was very much engaged in this. We really were seeking protection in employment because in the state of Oklahoma, as is in 39 other states, gays and lesbians can be fired for just being gay or perceived to be gay. That's why it is so important that corporations such as Williams and now the city of Tulsa and American Airlines and Quick Trip, and I can go on with a number of other Tulsa corporations, and 47 not-for-profits that protect their gay employees by including sexual orientation, because they are not protected in the state of Oklahoma. So these were some of the issues that we talked to President Clinton about. He really then picked up on the hate crimes and took the leadership in the hate crimes legislation. The White House hosted a seminar on hate crimes, bringing law enforcement. Drew Diamond was a part of that, our former chief of police.
Is there a word you'd like to say to a parent now? And this could be heard 25 years from now because of today's technology. And when this comes to their attention, what are they supposed to say, act, and knowing that it is a major surprise, I suppose, or maybe it isn't?
What I always say to parents is you should be so proud and so pleased that your child has given you the gift of honesty. You have raised this child to be honest with you and open with you. And now when this child says, you know, Mom and Dad, I'm gay, they're being honest. And I hope that you will accept that, even though you may not understand it, that you will embrace your child and love them because now you know the whole truth about them. And that you will take it upon yourself to educate yourself, and in this case, work for equal rights for them, because they do not enjoy the equal rights that our straight children do. And affirm who they are.
You've received numerous awards and recognition, but for all your volunteer work, can you even say one has brought you the most satisfaction or not?
That's really a hard question to answer. I'm very proud of my thanks badge from the Magic Empire Council of Girl Scouts. That, to me, was just a recognition of what I thought was a job well done. I am very proud of my recognition from PFLAG at the national level because I believe that my leadership brought it from a mom-and-pop organization to one with national credibility. I'm very proud of my award from Tulsa Community College for my work in early childhood development. And I'm very proud of the award that I just received from OCCJ, which is the Spirit of Nancy McDonald, which will be a perpetual award to those volunteers and teachers and principals who embrace different than the same.
OCCJ, meaning?
Oklahoma Conference for Community and Justice.
Okay, then advice. Students are listening in the area of maybe volunteer work, social issues. What would you say to them?
Well, you know, I have a favorite saying. It goes like this. Edwin Markham. There's a destiny in this world that makes us brothers. None go his way alone. For what you put into the life of another will come back into your own. And so I always think that my life is richer and fuller because I have chosen to engage in other people's needs and lives and hopes and dreams. And I hope that the children who are listening to that will look at the opportunities that they may have to make a difference.
Very good. Well, I thank you, Nancy, for sharing all of this.
Well, my pleasure. Because I hope you'll get a little bit out of that.
We'll get a lot out of it, and it will be preserved for a long, long time.